Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Paid in Full, Already in Progress.
By knowing that principle, that if you got a sick child, you got a child that's sick because you or your husband or your husband and you are not walking in obedience to God's word. Some people say, you mean you could teach that? I'm telling you, when God sent me to Cook's Medical Center with a little girl down there with a brain stem severed and let me walk through that hospital, and eight other children besides her was in there, and all of them were terminal. And when I took and went to each room where the mother and the father was with the child that was dying, eight of them, one by one, over a 30-day period, and found the sins of the parents and got the parents to repent and laid hands on them children and prayed for them, all eight of them recovered. Amen. Let me tell you what, that's got to mean what it says. Isn't that something? And so there was a gentleman, a pastor, just like you, sitting in a Baltimore seat, just about the same place you're sitting. Whenever I told him about one of the stories about one of the little girls, how she had this problem, and how that when we prayed for her, she got well after the parents repented of sin. He looked up at me and said, how can you possibly, as a pastor, make those kind of statements? I said, sir, it's the truth. See, now that's right out there. Every one of you in this building, I hope, have seen Jenna's pictures, have you not? That little girl, Jenna, right out there, she is 6 years old in the pictures on the right. She's about 12 years old in the pictures on the left. But we prayed for that little girl for a year and a half with no results. Now, God says all his promises are yes and amen. He always answers his promises. Is that what he said, Brother Gary? Yes, sir. So if God says that and I pray for a little girl for a year and a half and I don't get no results, what is the problem? Oh, I know. God healed some and some he don't heal. We've heard that, haven't we?
The secret things are...
But that's not the truth. The reason he doesn't heal some is because there's an issue that he hadn't been taken care of. A year and a half later, when we finally found the sin, that it was the mother's sin of lying to her husband. Now, I know none of you girls, none of y'all would ever lie to your husband, would you? You don't have to answer that. I don't want to get you in trouble. But this mother lied to her husband and deceived him. And so she had a baby girl that was born with this terrible problem. And at 6 years, she had this eczema all over her body. If you haven't seen her pictures, as you leave today, look at there. She looks absolutely awful. And we prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happened until we found the sin issue, Brother Gary. When we found the sin issue and got that mother to repent to her husband and repent to God, we prayed one simple little prayer, and in 2 weeks, that little girl didn't have a mark or a scar on her body. Oh, so that missing link. We got to have that missing link, don't we? The other day, Cheryl got a beautiful letter from that family from Washington State. And they said, praise God for the Living Savior Ministries. She said, we want you to know that our baby is 17 today. Little Jenna, 17. And she said, her skin is absolutely glowing. She's so beautiful. Does God want you to be well? But does he know how to hurt you if you sin? Can he hurt your children if you sin? And then when you start telling people, God's the one did this, and now, Brother Gary, that really throws a monkey wrench in it. You know that? But he is. He is in charge. Wow. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. If you've been here, you've heard a lot of things that we've given you, haven't you? We don't come here and talk about the weather. We come here, Mike, and talk about the word, don't we? The word is the power. That's the only place. So then, okay, verse 3, the next verse. Read it, honey.
For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication.
Wait a minute. How many people do you know in the church that's living with somebody they ain't married to? A bunch of them. My goodness gracious alive. I mean, I was listening to a man the other day who was talking about one of the big churches down here in Dallas, 20 or 30,000 strong. He said there's no telling what percentage of those that church has couples living together that are not married. And I remember here a few years ago, I was watching secular television. I mean, watching the news one night. And there was a black pastor on there, and I'll never forget this guy. I don't know why in the world they put this on secular television, but I'm so glad they did. This black pastor, he said, I'm a pastor of a Baptist church in the Dallas Metroplex. He said, I read in the Bible where there's supposed to be power and answer to prayer, and he said, we don't get none in my church. So he said, I started researching my church, and I started finding out sin appeared to be the problem in my church. So I started looking to people that were living together that had different names. So he said, I checked and I had 18 couples in my church that were not married, but yet they were living together as husband and wife. So he said, I went to them and told them, I said, you know, I'm sick and tired of being no power in my church, and it's because of y'all. You're living with somebody, and God said, right there, did he say there's supposed to be no sex before marriage? And is that what he said? What do we not understand about no sex before marriage? Do you not understand? Are you not intelligent enough to know that when it says no sex before marriage, that if you don't get it, come see me. I can tell you in more graphic terms. I can tell you what that means. No sex. That's just like that boy the other day that said, Pastor, I heard your teaching on homosexuality. And he said, let me tell you, I thought I couldn't change. But when I heard you say, I'm going to spend eternity in the lake of fire for this, he said, I found out I could change. He said, I could change. He said, I want you to know you have saved my life. He said, I have repented. I've turned my back on homosexuality. He said, I'm never going to do that again because I ain't going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And he said, I heard you make those bold statements from God's word. He said, I went and looked it up and said, you were right. Yeah. I found out that wasn't just you talking, that was God talking. So now then, the problem's with me. And so he said, I repented. And I'm never going to live that way again. Never. You know, we have that little click. Hasn't clicked in yet that if you're living in that sin and you die in that sin, you're going to spend eternity in a lake of fire. Oh, no, God, he's merciful. You know, just like the girl down at the barbershop the other day. When I said, you're a new girl here? And she said, yes. I said, are you a Christian? Just like Brother Gary said, we're not around them long till we find out a few little things, right? We want to know, are they a Christian? If they're not, we need to tell you about Jesus. And so anyway, she said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, you go to church? Yeah. Where at? Up in Denton. And she told me, I knew the church. I said, well, that's a good church. I said, praise God. So I said, if you're a Christian and you're going to church, there must be some good things happening in your life. Now, should that be a proper statement? If you're a son or a daughter of God, you're walking in obedience to God's word, should you be getting results? Yes, absolutely. You know, so if you're doing everything right, you can't help but get results, right? So anyway, as I talked to her a few minutes, I said, so what good is God doing in your life? Well, she said, I just had my second son. I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, how long have you been married? Oh, she said, I'm not married. I said, now, wait a minute. You just told me that you were a Christian. I said, Christians don't do that. Real Christians don't sleep around. God said in his word, you know, that if you say you're a Christian and you don't do what I tell you to do in the work, he said, you're a liar and the truth's not in you. You don't know me. That's straight from God. Is that what he says? So she said, well, you know, maybe I am living with this man. I'm not married to him, but you know, God will forgive me. I said, man, have you misunderstood that scripture? I said, yes, just like the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. He forgave her, but then what was his statement to her? Oh, go and send them. All of y'all knew that. In other words, he didn't say go out and have fun tonight, did he?
No.
He said go and sin no more. That's exactly what he said. So I said, you know, honey, he'll forgive you, but that means you got to repent and stop doing this. You can't go back home to him tonight. So boy, she got mad at me and she just laid the clippers down and walked outside. So I don't know if she's going to come back and cut my hair or what. You know, so I don't know. Don't make any difference to me. I'm about the Lord's work. If she cuts it all off, it'll grow back, you know. And if God wants me to, she could cut it all off and he could put it back. In fact, I watched that movie. I forget it was about that guy that had... Yeah, whatever it was. You know, when he shaved, his hair grew right back right there. I have never laughed so much in my life as I did as that movie when I shaved that off. Need to turn around looking at her. And I thought, wow, this was really cool. But I laughed. A good laugh is good for it. Laughter is like a medicine, right? It's good for you. But anyway, I just sat there in the chair. And a little while she came back in. She never said another word. She finished cutting my hair. I paid her and tipped her and everything. And then I walked out. And as I walked out, the lady that owned the barbershop come out behind me. And she said, Mr. Scrivener, you have got to stop condemning everybody in my shop when you come in here. She said, you need to do some things in love. I said, ma'am, if I didn't love y'all, I wouldn't have said a word. I'd have let every one of you die and go to hell. Because I said, every one of you in this place that thinks like you do ain't on the way to heaven. I said, you're going to have to change. And I said, if I didn't love you, I'd have just walked in, got my hair cut and walked out and said, there they are, God, take them to hell and burn them in a lake of fire. But I said, because I know that's your output. I know that's where you're going. That's why I've talked to you. I'm doing what I'm doing because I do love you. I said, you know what y'all need to do? She said, what? I said, y'all need to figure out some morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, or whatever, you need to figure out a day that y'all can all come in early. And y'all need to take the NLT, since it's so easy to read. Take the NLT, and y'all need to read this 30 minutes. Read it. Don't have to talk about it. Just read it. Listen to what it says. But read the NLT from Genesis to Revelation for just 30 minutes every Tuesday or Thursday or whatever, well, just one day a week, and see what God can do in this place.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Paid in Full, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.